tomorrow night, and then spotty showers come back Saturday, and it's very warm and humid. Overnight low 60s and breezy. Tomorrow's highs 70s, under clouds to partly cloudy and windy. Only spotty showers Saturday, clouds to partly cloudy, and a high warming up to the lower 80s. Rain chance continues, and it's up a little bit with scattered showers or possibly even a thunderstorm, and 70s to 80 for the afternoon on Sunday. Ralph Sanji, WGSO. It's the annual Slidell Spring Street Fair, with more than 150 vendors selling antiques, vintage, retro, collectibles, art, and crafts. There will also be live entertainment and food and drinks along the way. As you stroll along, browse, and shop 1st, 2nd, and Erlanger Streets, Old Town Slidell. At the annual Slidell Spring Street Fair, 10 a.m. till 5 p.m., Saturday, Sunday, March 27th and 28th. For more info, visit SlidellStreetFair.com.
Of In the Paint, talking New Orleans Pelicans basketball all season. And now let's go live to the world famous R&O's restaurant on Old Hammond Highway in historic Bucktown with your host, WGSO radio personality Mitch Gibbs.
All right, welcome to another edition of In the Paint. We're live here again, as we always are, every Thursday at lunchtime, our matinee show, 1 to 2 p.m. Talking Pelicans basketball. We're going to talk a little bit of the college basketball tournament. We're down the Sweet 16 as well, and we want to thank our sponsor for hosting us every Thursday, R&O's Restaurant in historic Bucktown on Old Hammond Highway on the South Shore, right off of Lake Pontchartrain. They're open for one more hour for lunch. They got some tables available, but a great crowd here, so come on down. Don't worry about that threat of rain, or so I know there's supposed to be some kind of some rain coming through with the cold front, but it's not till like 4 or 5 o'clock, and our risk is minimal, so I think we're going to be fine. But anyway, we're here for one more hour, and the topics are, the main topic of course is going to be the trade deadline in the NBA, which is expires in 1 hour. There have been some trades, but no big deal trades yet. Aaron Gordon was traded by the Magic to the Nuggets, but nothing yet from the Pelicans. But my first guest, hopefully will shed some light on that, where we are with the Pelicans with a little less than an hour to go to the deadline, which is 3 p.m. Eastern Time, 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, the trade deadline. We got Gary Smith with The Advocate with us, as always. Gary, welcome back to the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me on the show. Less than an hour left here, and nothing's happened yet on the Pelicans front. we've heard rumors that the Chicago Bulls are trying to get Lonzo Ball, but nothing substantial there.
There was by one of the those sources that the Pelicans were trying to dump some expiring contracts, maybe looking to trade their big guy, Adams, or even Bledsoe. Even Lonzo Ball's name's come up. Like you said, there's a there's a story about Lonzo Ball as well. Nothing's happened yet. Are you hearing anything different? Are those just pure speculation and just pure rumors?
Yeah, I think to this point that it's pure speculation and pure rumor, which doesn't mean that those things don't end up leading to a deal. But people that follow it a lot closer than I do, I have not read anything concrete or anything that's definitely expected to happen by 2 o'clock. It could happen, but my gut feeling is that the Pelicans, as we that we saw the last time they played, are going to be pretty similar to the Pelicans we see the next time they play.
Well, you know, I've been talking with some people during the week to prep for this show, and we've been talking about, you know, let's say the Pelicans really want to keep Lonzo Ball for the future and sign him to a longer contract beyond just, the 1 year he's got left, right, with a qualifying offer,
right,
that if they could move Bledsoe at about $13-14 million, and then maybe part ways with Josh Hart, who's due about $5 million or so. So that puts you about around $20 million. You probably could get Lonzo Ball for $20 million a year, I would think, assuming he really wants to be in New Orleans. But right now, I have not heard any rumors or words of interest on Josh Hart being moved. And right now, I think the Pelicans would like to move Bledsoe, but I don't think there's a lot of you know, great offers, but sometimes you just got to take the best thing you can, mm-hmm. right? You know, it's yeah. like cut your losses or, you know, that trade they made, the Jrue Holiday trade, which is now looking, especially when you hear rumors about the guys that got in the Holiday trade, rumors that they want to move these guys possibly, makes it sound like it wasn't the best of trades for the Pelicans. And we really haven't talked about that, but I want to get right. your thoughts on that and whether you think there is going to be any kind of movement within the next hour.
Yeah, I mean, Bledsoe hasn't worked out, has he? That was, you know, he was supposed to be a similar player to Jrue Holiday. He's not playing well. He's not shooting well. He's lost. He appears to have lost a lot of confidence in his shot, and that hasn't helped his value. That's for sure. But I'd say it's a safe bet to say. I mean, it'd be a matter of could they get anything for him that they think would help them down the road here. But he's not. I can't see him being in the Pelicans' future because that's, you know, as we said. I mean, what they have now isn't really working. And he's one of the reasons that what they have now isn't really working.
But the thing is, Gary, they've got they're on the line with those guys, mm-hmm. You know, yep. those Adams and Bledsoe for a couple of years. You know, two more years mm-hmm. after this year, yeah, for both of them. And it's not like chump change either. So it's like, yeah. do you think that it's more of a? Is it more of? Do they really want to move these guys, or is it more of they're just not getting an offer that they really like?
I think it's that, not getting an offer that they really like. And I say, again, there are people who follow it closer than me, but a lot of people thought getting Bledsoe was a good move. He is not. He has underperformed as to what people expected from him. With Steven Adams, a hard worker, does all that stuff. I just don't. It's just not the perfect fit on this roster, and it would seem to me they should have known that ahead of time. But with him, you're certainly it's not quite the same deal as he's not a disappointment to me like Bledsoe was and is.
Yeah, that leaves Lonzo Ball. Again, mm-hmm. just a rumor that there's an article today I was reading about. You know, the Bulls. First, you heard there was an advertisement in the New York Post about Lonzo Ball with the Knicks. You heard Stephen A. Smith talking about he would be a great fit for the Clippers. So I'm thinking, you know, as we're about 45 minutes out or a little more than that, it doesn't look likely. Although, you know, like you said, until you get to the 2 o'clock hour,
right.
it anything could happen. But if let's say they don't make a move. And this mm-hmm. is they stay with the status quo here. What do you foresee for the rest of the season? Because they're four games out of even to get into the play-in situation behind Memphis, for example. So, I mean, realistically, could they even get in that situation?
Yeah, I think they could. I'm not saying they would. Again, the way Zion Williamson's played in the last couple of months, that changes things a little bit. I mean, he's been awesome. That doesn't take away from the weaknesses they've had because they're not like they've been winning, but it certainly gives them a chance that they just get even incremental improvement from the guys around him. And if Brandon Ingram is a little, Brandon Ingram has not been clutch until this last week, and that I don't think that's an accurate reflection of who he is. I would expect him to do better in the situations where he's cost them games down the stretch earlier in the year. So I could see a situation where they could move up and get into that play-in game, even the way they're playing right now. It would take some work, but they are playing better, even though the results don't necessarily show it. But I don't know. Is scrambling to get into that ninth or tenth spot that significant a deal? I guess it would be if you advance from there, but that's the position they're in right now, hoping to be scrambling to be in a ninth or tenth spot.
And you could end up having to play maybe the Lakers yeah. if those guys don't come back. The Lakers could drop yeah. to a 7 or 8, right?
Mm-hmm.
The way they looked against the Pelicans the other night, obviously they can lose mm-hmm. to anybody, and they could end up dropping. And then can you imagine a play-in and you got to play the Lakers?
That would not be a pretty set. Yeah, that game was remarkable in that the Lakers hit, what did they hit, 18 threes in that game, and they were never in the game because they're so bad. That tells you all you need to know about what they're going to be until they get their guys back. And, yeah, that would be a nobody's, if they do fall that far, nobody's beating them in that situation for sure. So that would basically be a waste of time even right. being in it if that were the scenario.
All right, well, Gary, thanks for joining us. We got to run to a break, but always a pleasure. Hopefully we'll talk to you next week.
Sure, thanks for having me on.
All right, well, that was Gary Smith with The Advocate. Good stuff there. Like I said, anything develops, we're here online as well, and I've got my internet going, and I got my laptop here, so if anything develops within the next 45 minutes, if the Pelicans make a move, we'll know, and we'll report it on the air if it becomes official. We'll be back with more of the show live here, 45 minutes here, live here. R&O's in the paint, historic Bucktown, great food, great radio conversation. We'll be back right after these messages.
The following is a paid endorsement.
He's a man of integrity. Want to be attorney.
Choosing your attorney can be a life-changing decision. Chip Forstall has over 28 years of experience, giving you the personal attention that you need. If you or a loved one has been injured, you need a lawyer to protect you, your family, and work to get compensation for your injuries. Contact the law office of Chip Forstall today, located at 320 North Carrollton Avenue, New Orleans, or call us at 483-3400. That's 483-3400. Or log on to www.chipforstall.com today. You need caring, aggressive, and effective representation. You need personal attention. You need Chip Forstall.
Chip Forstall. Chip Forstall. He knows the law. Chip Forstall.
At Fidelity Bank, some of our clients say "here for good" in Spanish.
Estamos aquí para quedarnos.
Some say it in French.
Ici pour de bon.
Vietnamese.
Arai mai mai.
And even Italian.
Qui per sempre.
Because "here for good" means we're local and committed to our uniquely diverse South Louisiana community. Come see what a difference a local bank can make since 1908.
Here for good.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Are you suffering from neck and back pain due to a recent auto accident? Did you go to the ER only to have them tell you that nothing is wrong? Dr. Stephen Tremuda with Doctors Rehab Services is here to help. Chiropractic care is considered one of the best remedies for whiplash and soft tissue injuries. With three metro area locations in Kenner, Mid-City, and the West Bank, Dr. Tremuda makes it easy to start your road to recovery. For more info or a free consultation, call Dr. Tremuda at 504-465-5353.
We understand during this time it is crucial that your customers feel safe coming to your business. Sir Speedy can help with signs and barriers to promote personal safety. From window and floor graphics to sneeze guards and branded face masks, we can help. Sir Speedy New Orleans, together we can do more. Find us on the web at SirSpeedyNewOrleans.com or call us at 504-586-9812.
Before you pay that other pest control company their, quote, home of the $650 termite treatment protection plan, call DA. I'm Jed Derensburg with DA Exterminating, and I bet we can beat that price. We offer different treatment methods featuring the Centricon bait system, and we have one of the best termite protection plans in the country. Before you pay $650 to another company, call DA. New Orleans metro area, North Shore, and Houma. DA Exterminating, complete pest and termite control services since 1959. Call 800-650-PEST.
Hi, I'm Mitch Gibbs, and I want to tell you about a great service. Accardo and Lambert Plumbing, 8303 Willow Street in the heart of Uptown New Orleans, 504-866-7162. They've been in the business for over 30 years. They're fully licensed. They'll provide all your gas and plumbing needs. In most cases, same-day service. In addition, they're accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Accardo and Lambert Plumbing, 866-7162. I consider myself a customer.
All right, we're back here live at Arno's Restaurant in Bucktown, and everybody knows this on Old Hammond Highway, on the South Shore, right on the doorstep of Lake Pontchartrain. And we're going to be okay. We're going to ask this our next guest, but I think we're going to be able to run through this smoothly before that alleged or possible rain comes through. But anyway, we got a great crowd here. They're open until 2 p.m. for lunch, and we're here every Thursday from 1 to 2 p.m. So come on down and see the show, and then have some great lunch here on a Thursday afternoon. Hank Allen, WGNO-TV, with us, as always, very informative, and can give us his read. We're going to ask him a little bit more about college basketball as well, but he's with us right now. So, Hank, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Mitch, good to be with you again. How's everything going?
Doing great. Hopefully we're going to get you over here to live in person at R&O's. We'll be here through May.
I was planning on it today, and then, of course, work threw a wrench into that, so we'll get down there with you next couple weeks sometime. That's always been really one of my favorite places. You know, actually, when I was down here interviewing for my job back in 07, they took me to lunch over there, and ever since then, I've always enjoyed that place. Took a few friends that were in town there for lunch as well, so it's a good spot.
Oh, great. Thanks. That's nice to say. And we got a couple of tables here to see the show, so we're happy about that. But we'll hopefully have you on, you know, the next couple of weeks. But the two topics, first of all, the trade deadline. We're only about 40 minutes away from it expiring, and the Pelicans have not made a move yet. There's been rumors, Lonzo Ball to the Knicks, Lonzo Ball to the Chicago Bulls. We've heard about trying to move some of these expiring contracts, like to the two guys that got in the trade for Drew Holiday, which I didn't think was a great trade. Obviously, they don't think it was. They're not too happy with it. If you hear a lot of talk about Bledsoe and Steven Adams, so what are you hearing on your end? Or do you think that we're just going to roll through this and they're not going to make any moves before the deadline?
Yeah, it certainly doesn't appear that way, does it? Like you said, and look, you know, Holiday obviously getting a little older, but was still, you know, just a prime time player. And I think that we can probably all agree. I think Bledsoe is a good player too, but Holiday was just a guy that kind of ran the team, you know, led to a lot of their success. And I really think if he was still here this year, that this team would have a substantially better record, just a more veteran presence, more experience. I mean, you look at some of the games they've played this year, some of the leads that they've blown, some of the games they've lost, you scratch your head and say, wow, this should not happen. And we know it's a young team, we get that. But at some point, I think you look at that and you say, okay, if he was here, you'd probably have a better situation. So, I mean, I really haven't heard a whole lot in terms of, you know, who may be shopped around me. You obviously heard Redick a couple of times. You mentioned Bledsoe, Ball. You know, at the end of the day, I think you have a really, really solid core of a couple of guys there when you talk about Ingram and you talk about, obviously, Zion. And then you throw in, Walker and those guys. And so, you know, there's two or three guys I think you can really build around. And I think what you're looking for now is just a really, really solid guard that can defend. I mean, that's the problem with this team, obviously. I mean, there's plenty of offense to go around on this team. But, you know, you need somebody that can defend, I think, on the perimeter. So that's what I would hope that they could get. I don't know if they're going to do it. Like you said, they really haven't made any moves. So at this point, I wouldn't really expect anything. But, you know, I think you need some sort of established guard that can get out there and defend. I don't know, you know, I don't necessarily have a problem with Ball, but I don't think he's a great defender. And I don't think they really have a great perimeter defender at this point. I think that's what they're really missing.
And I would add one more thing. I mean, the idea was that the youth movement, and Drew Holiday is not a younger guy, but you trade him for two older guys. I know Adams doesn't play the same position, but Bledsoe's not a young guy either, so that right. Didn't make a lot of sense to me. Maybe the $25 million, which now doesn't look like that bad of a value, but I agree with you. If Drew Holiday was on this team this year, I think they would be probably making the playoffs. Yeah. And like you said, his age is comparable to Bledsoe, and it doesn't make a lot of sense. And now they're almost admitting that, hey, maybe this wasn't the right direction. Are they doing this to try to pay Lonzo Ball if they could try to move Bledsoe? And even I say Josh Hart. I say Bledsoe and Josh Hart, $20 million next year. You move those two guys. You haven't heard Josh Hart's name at all. Then maybe you could pay Lonzo if you really want Lonzo. But I'm agreeing with you as well. I wouldn't be heartbroken if Lonzo moved on, because I don't really know if Lonzo really wants to be in New Orleans anyway.
Yeah, I totally agree. And look, Hart's had some good games, no question about it. I mean, he's stepped up at times and has performed. But, you know, I think – I mean, the front court looks pretty solid, right? And so I think at this point you could almost completely retool that backcourt, whether it be in the trade, whether you give up a couple contracts, try to get a couple of draft picks. I mean, there's some good college guards coming out. Maybe you get a you know, one established guard, then you look in the draft. But I just don't know if all of these guards that you mentioned, all those players you just mentioned, I don't know if that's necessarily enough to just sort of throw in the towel and say, let's roll with this. I mean, if you want to just completely make a shift on those guys, clean up the contract situation, try to grab some guys that fit what you need defensively, you know, I wouldn't have a problem going and doing it.
Yeah, we'll see how it plays out. Like I said, we've got about – I was hoping to break live on the air some big trade that the Pelicans made.
Yeah, right.
It could still happen, but we're down to, what, 35 minutes or so. But
right.
So let's move on to college basketball. You know, the biggest surprise, obviously, is the Big Ten. I thought the Big Ten was gone because I thought LSU was going to beat Michigan, which is the last team left. But LSU kind of ran out of gas, I guess. I didn't think their shot selection was great as well. I didn't think the discipline was great in that game because they really had Michigan on the ropes. And even in the second half, they had a six-point lead. And then I thought shot selection got worse. They were missing shots and making mistakes. And so anyway, Michigan moves on. It's the only a Big Ten team left, but I have Alabama. I bet Alabama to win. I think they got a shot. If Gonzaga's not unbeatable, if Baylor's not unbeatable, they got to play Villanova this weekend. So, what's your read so far on what we've seen so far as we head towards the Sweet 16?
Yeah, well, quick comment on LSU. You know, a lot of people like them to upset Michigan. I didn't. I actually had Michigan winning that game, but they were more athletic, probably a little bit more talented. But, you know, we've seen this story a lot of times from LSU, actually, where, you know, more athletic, great in transition. But if you get them in a half-court game, which Michigan finally realized in the second half, they don't have a great half-court offense. And so because of that, Michigan was able to take control of that game. And I think you've seen that. I can go back to the Stromile Swift days of LSU, even when they made the Final Four. It's you know, they just don't, a lot of times, don't have a great half-court set. And it's enough to overcome a lot of teams, but it's not enough to overcome a team like Michigan who can, you know, run a half-court offense. Rest determined, you know, you and I both like Alabama. We know that. I picked them to win it. And really, it's only a function of me picking them because Gonzaga hasn't done it yet, kind of like Virginia a few years ago. It's like, I can't pick Virginia until I actually see them do it. Villanova was like that for a while. Pitt, back when they were ranked so high, so many number one seeds, they weren't able to do it. I'd like to see Gonzaga win, really. They've had so much success. I think they are the best team. I think they're the most balanced offense, the most diverse offense. My only problem with Alabama, I love how they defend. I mean, they're top three in defensive efficiency. That's why I've got them winning it all. If their three-point shots aren't falling, though, I don't know if they have enough ways to beat you, whereas Gonzaga has a little bit more balance offensively, I think. So I still think Gonzaga is the best team. I wish they were on opposite sides of the bracket. I'd love to see a Gonzaga-Alabama final. But I think, you know, you and I think both have them meeting up in the Final Four. I think the winner of that side probably wins it all. I'm not sold on Baylor. That other bracket obviously is up for grabs. But, you know, Alabama or Gonzaga, to me, are the two best teams right now. They both, especially Alabama, just gets in your hips the whole time defending. And if they're knocking down shots, you're not going to beat them. And if they don't knock down shots, Gonzaga probably gets the edge.
Good talking. And, hey, we got to roll, but it's always a pleasure. Thanks, Hank, and hopefully we'll have you on here live in the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, man, enjoy it as always. Enjoy the day down there.
All right, thank you. All right, that was Hank Allen. We'll be back with the second half of the show. We're live here till 2 p.m. talking Pelicans basketball and the Big Dance as well from Arno's Restaurant Bucks. And we'll be back right after these messages.
The following is a paid endorsement.
He's a man of integrity.
Choosing your attorney can be a life-changing decision. Chip Forstall has over 28 years of experience giving you the personal attention that you need. If you or a loved one has been injured, you need a lawyer to protect you, your family, and work to get compensation for your injuries. Contact the law office of Chip Forstall today, located at 320 North Carrollton Avenue, New Orleans, or call us at 483-3400. That's 483-3400. Or log on to www.chipforstall.com today. You need caring, aggressive, and effective representation. You need personal attention. You need Chip Forstall.
Chip Forstall. Chip Forstall. He knows the law. Chip Forstall.
This is Jed Darensberg with DA Exterminating Company. Here's our jingle. Hope it bugs you.
DA Exterminating. The real DA is on the way. Say your home's got fleas or home's got bugs. Crawling in your walls or on your rugs. Say no to bugs. Tell your DA. Pick up the phone. We're on the way. DA Exterminating.
We offer complete pest and termite control featuring the Centricon system. DA Exterminating Company. 800-650-PEST.
DA.
Are you suffering from neck and back pain due to a recent auto accident? Did you go to the ER only to have them tell you that nothing is wrong? Dr. Stephen Tremuda with Doctors Rehab Services is here to help. Chiropractic care is considered one of the best remedies for whiplash and soft tissue injuries. With three metro area locations in Kenner, Mid-City, and the West Bank, Dr. Tremuda makes it easy to start your road to recovery. For more info or a free consultation, call Dr. Tremuda at 504-465-5353.
Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Brooke Thorne. The state of Louisiana will make COVID vaccines available to all Louisiana
USA
residents
Radio
16
News
and older starting
Tim
on
Berg.
Monday.
The
it's another positive development in the state's battle
killing 10 people at a Boulder supermarket
state
this
officer,
week.
Dr. Joe
made
Kander
his
says
first
he's worried
court appearance.
The state's progress
where a
in
defense lawyer said she needs more time
stalled.
To look into
Matt
his psychiatric condition.
Kander says much
the judge
of the
ordering
state's
the
new case growth is coming out of
bail
the Lake Charles
another
region.
Hearing in the coming weeks. President Biden facing reporters in the briefing room for the first time as president. The press conference coming on the 65th day of his administration.
And he's concerned that
first question the president was asked was how he's going to fix problems such as immigration reform, climate change, and the COVID-19
UK variant of the virus
I got
both more deadly and infectious. So,
urgent problems face the American people. I
the State Department
the
of Education announces Louisiana schools ranked 7th for in-person instruction according to the National Return
for millions
tracker.
And millions of Americans.
Louisiana Radio
You're listening
Network.
To USA Radio News.
And the Tigers are putting another point onto the scoreboard. The runner is coming around, and he's heading to home plate.
Get a sunny day heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
The best relief for that pain is a sunny day heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny day heating pads.
Are you looking for the latest in LSU sports news?
Sit home or at work and have a lifetime 100%
positive. We've got you covered. Tiger Rag Magazine. Get Tiger Rag in your rotation. Tiger Rag Magazine. Find it local newsstands, delivered to your mailbox, or flip the pages on TigerRag.com.
Tiger Rag Magazine covers all things
like us. That's why we designed it.
Wake up with a fresh dish of sports news direct to your email. Tiger Rag Daily. You got all the LSU sports news you need. Football, basketball, baseball, volleyball, gymnastics, track. We've got it all.
At Fidelity Bank, some of our clients say here for good in Spanish.
Estamos aquí para quedarnos.
Some say it in French.
Ici pour de bon.
Vietnamese.
Arai mai mai.
And even Italian.
Qui per sempre.
Because here for good means we're local and committed to our uniquely diverse South Louisiana community. Come see what a difference a local bank can make since 1908.
Here for good.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, I'm Mitch Gibbs, and I want to tell you about a great service. Accardo and Lambert Plumbing, 8303 Willow Street in the heart of Uptown New Orleans, 504-866-7162. They've been in the business for over 30 years. They're fully licensed. They'll provide all your gas and plumbing needs. In most cases, same-day service. In addition, they're accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Accardo and Lambert Plumbing, 866-7162. I consider myself a customer.
The following is a paid endorsement.
He's a man of integrity. Want to be attorney.
Choosing your attorney can be a life-changing decision. Chip Forstall has over 28 years of experience giving you the personal attention that you need. If you or a loved one has been injured, you need a lawyer to protect you, your family, and work to get compensation for your injuries. Contact the law office of Chip Forstall today, located at 320 North Carrollton Avenue, New Orleans, or call us at 483-3400. That's 483-3400. Or log on to www.chipforstall.com today. You need caring, aggressive, and effective representation. You need personal attention. You need Chip Forstall.
Chip Forstall. Chip Forstall. He knows the law. Chip Forstall.
Before you pay that other pest control company their, quote, home of the $650 termite treatment protection plan, call DA. I'm Jed Derensburg with DA Exterminating, and I bet we can beat that price. We offer different treatment methods featuring the Centricon bait system, and we have one of the best termite protection plans in the country. Before you pay $650 to another company, call DA. New Orleans metro area, North Shore and Homer. DA Exterminating, complete pest and termite control services since 1959. Call 800-650-PEST.
Are you suffering from neck and back pain due to a recent auto accident? Did you go to the ER only to have them tell you that nothing is wrong? Dr. Stephen Tremuda with Doctors Rehab Services is here to help. Chiropractic care is considered one of the best remedies for whiplash and soft tissue injuries. With three metro area locations in Kenner, Mid-City, and the West Bank, Dr. Tremuda makes it easy to start your road to recovery. For more info or a free consultation, call Dr. Tremuda at 504-465-5353.
All right, we're back here live at Arno's in historic Bucktown. Before I get to my next guest, I want to mention a couple of our sponsors. Have you ever been involved in a motor vehicle accident? Check out LMMC.net. That's Metropolitan Health Group. It's the leader in accident injury health care. Schedule your appointment at LMMC.net with a proven algorithm of treatment, primary care, physical therapy, MRI, and orthopedics. They will build your case and get you back on track. Real doctors and real solutions. Check out LMMC.net. That's Metropolitan Health Group, the leader in accident and injury healthcare, and they're on Canal Boulevard, right, Canal Street, actually, right before you get to Jeff Davis, between Jeff Davis as well. And so also I want to mention the Golf Vantage over at Timber Lane, $34.95 per month Golf Vantage. You can go to playtimberlane.com. That's a website, or call 367-5010, and they'll give you all the information on joining Golf Vantage, $34.95 per month over at Timber Lane. You get all kinds of benefits. They're all listed on the website. You can also take lessons in book tee times at playtimberlane.com, 367-5010. My next guest, who's with USA Today, Gannett, he has been on with us many times before. He is Glenn Gilbo. Glenn, welcome back to the show. Glenn, are you there? All right, we're waiting for trying to get Glenn Gilbo on. All right, so we're waiting for Glenn Gilbo, but again, I want to mention, again, Timberlane, playtimberlane.com, Golf Vantage is the deal they got going on right now, $34.95 per month. You get discounts on green fees. The lighted, driving range access. You get access to other golf courses at reduced rates. You get a discount on merchandise. So they get all that great stuff at Timber Lane, which is in Bell Chase, right off of a Bell Chase Highway, Timber Lane Drive. You can't miss it for all your golf needs. And then we talked about our new sponsor is Metropolitan as well, LLMC. Metropolitan Health Group for all your needs for treatment. Let me give you the information again, LMMC.net, Metropolitan Health Group, the leader in accident and injury health care. Schedule your appointment at LMMC.net with a proven algorithm of treatment, primary care, physical therapy, MRI, and orthopedics that will build your case and get you back on track. Real doctors and real solutions. Check them out at LMMC.net. I want to thank also, like I said, Timberlane, playtimberlane.com with a Golf Vantage, $34.95 a month. Also want to talk about other stuff as well. We've got Law Offices of Chip Forestall as our sponsor. We've got Fidelity. And so we have all these great sponsors that help us run this show every Thursday here live at Arno's in Bucktown. So we want to thank all of them, whether it's Metropolitan, it's Chip Forestall, it's DA Exterminating. You've been hearing their spots. Fidelity as well, Accardo and Lambert Heating and Plumbing. Docs Rehab, all these great sponsors of our show. We do not have any news right now on the Pelicans making any trades at this point, and we're down to about 20 minutes or so for the trade line, which expires at 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. So right now we don't have anything to report as to whether Pelicans are going to make a move, but that could change as long as the trade gets in before the 2 o'clock deadline. We'll be on the air for another segment after this to report that. I want to mention again, we talked about the Pelicans are four games out in the loss column and trying to get into the play-in for the playoffs if that happens. But we do have Glenn Gilbo with us now. So, Glenn, welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us this afternoon.
Hey, how's it going? Sorry about that earlier. I could hear you. I could hear you, but you couldn't hear me.
Okay, well, let me ask you, I'm glad we, you know, it's that technical stuff, but anyway, so we were talking about LSU in the tournament, looked great first round against St. Bonaventure. I actually had them beating Michigan, not because the Big Ten had really struggled and with the last team left, going into, well, there was the Maryland-Alabama game going on as well at that time, but I just thought LSU had the better team, the better athletes, and maybe the little better firepower, but LSU kind of tanked that a little bit in the second half. So tell me what your thoughts were and what we saw with LSU and Michigan.
Yeah, well, I picked LSU to win that game too. I thought without Isaiah Livers, one of their best players, he had a foot injury, didn't play in the game, 6'7" forward. I thought LSU would be able to take advantage of that, and I thought they did a good job on Hunter Dickinson inside, but they just ran out of gas, you know, and I wrote about that after the game. You know, Coach Wade failed to really develop his bench as the season went on. He needed to develop Josh LeBlanc, let him play more, and Josh Gray, a 6'11", well-recruited center, you know, he barely played. And I think a couple of those guys could have really helped. But you know they played a good game. I mean, there was a couple of instances where you thought they were going to get ahead by 10, LSU, and they just couldn't quite get it. And LSU, they have an aggravating problem with missing layups, particularly Andre Hyatt, just around the goal. They were really missing shots. Trendon Watford had a bad game from short range as well. But I think eventually Michigan's depth just overwhelmed them.
Yeah, I mean, I think that you make a good point. Michigan got it from a kind of like a track meet to a transition game to like a half-court game. LSU's obviously better moving faster up and down the court. And then they miss a lot of short, like eight shots maybe, with just within a few feet of the goal. And then at the end, I think they got a little bit desperate, and their shot selection got a little bit iffy, and they just weren't making shots from the outside anymore. But the opportunity was there, I agree with you, in the first half and relatively early in the second half where they got like a six-point lead. And then Michigan hit two or three threes in a row and took the lead in the second half. And from then on, LSU looked like they had nothing left.
Yeah, and I thought Juwan Howard outcoached Will Wade as well, because they were playing opposite styles of play, and Juwan Howard was able to get the game more into a slower game than Wade was able to get it into a faster game. And also, Juwan did a good job of shutting down Cam Thomas in the second half. He had 19 in the first half and was on fire, and they really quieted him in the second half. That's another coaching point for Juwan. Cam just got 11 in the second half. So, you know, but I think LSU's top five starters were as good as Michigan's. You know, they could have won the game and maybe should have.
Yeah, one other thing, and I agree with you. I think that Howard did outcoach Will Wade. Definitely. Anytime you dictate what the tempo of the game, which he did in the second half, which completely changed the game, then LSU was pretty much done and could not recover from that. But looking forward, I'm hearing that maybe Smart and Thomas might be leaving LSU to go to the NBA. Are you hearing that? What are you hearing about that?
Oh, yeah. I think all year you assumed that probably what would happen is LSU would lose Smart, Thomas, and Watford to the NBA. I think that's a definite possibility. Wade said after the game, we're going to lose a lot of players. He didn't say who, but I think, you know, you're going to have a vast – you may lose all three of those guys. And you know, that was another reason why he should have cultivated more depth throughout the season, because they'd be better next year as well. So he's got to bring in some new players if he loses those three guys.
Do you think Will Wade's pretty secure in his position? I mean, we're still not hearing anything really about, you know, the situation from the last year or so. And I assume as long as that doesn't happen, Will Wade is securing his job. But he's got that hang over him, and he's losing a lot of talent on this team. So do you expect them to have a rough year next year?
Well, I think, we got to give him a chance to see what kind of players he can bring in, transfers, or who he's recruiting first, because goodness knows he's recruited very well. And I wouldn't say he's on solid ground. You know, I mean, the ball's in the NCAA's court, and that might be a year, it might be 2 years, but it doesn't matter how long it is. When it drops, I think you're going to see some serious sanctions against LSU, and his job will be in jeopardy because LSU's already redone his contract to where they can fire him with cause if he is investigated for major violations. So, but, you know, until the NCAA does something, he's in good shape.
Well, this is the problem. We only have like a minute left or so, but, you know, whatever happened, and the NCAA needs to make a decision on that. But I thought LSU was penalized for that without the NCAA making a decision on Will Wade and giving LSU a bad seed. They should have never been an 8 seed, and that put them in a difficult position to have to play a 1 seed in the second round. I didn't think that was fair for LSU.
No, I think they probably should have gotten a 7 seed or maybe a 6 seed by the way they finished the season. They finished the season strong, but you know, he was hurt by losses to teams that he shouldn't have lost to, like Georgia. That was a bad loss. And really, Kentucky was a bad loss.
Right.
But I agree. He should have been a 7 seed for sure.
Right. All right. Well, hey, Glenn, we got to roll. But thanks again for joining us. We'll have you on real soon. Have a great week, great weekend, and we'll talk to you hopefully next couple of weeks.
Thank you.
All right. That was Glenn Gilmo with USA Today. Good stuff. We're going to wrap up the show. We got one more segment live here at Arno's Restaurant in historic Bucktown, Old Hammond Highway, talking Pelicans basketball, calling Big Dance as well, and some great stuff as well. We'll be back right after these messages.
At Fidelity Bank, some of our clients say "here for good" in Spanish.
Estamos aquí para quedarnos.
Some say it in French.
Ici pour de bon.
Vietnamese.
Arai mai mai.
And even Italian.
Qui per sempre.
Because "here for good" means we're local and committed to our uniquely diverse South Louisiana community. Come see what a difference a local bank can make since 1908.
Here for good.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, I'm Mitch Gibbs, and I want to tell you about a great service, Accardo and Lambert Plumbing, 8303 Willow Street in the heart of Uptown New Orleans, 504-866-7162. They've been in the business for over 30 years. They're fully licensed. They'll provide all your gas and plumbing needs. In most cases, same-day service. In addition, they're accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Accardo and Lambert Plumbing, 866-7162. I consider myself a customer.
The following is a paid endorsement.
He's a man of integrity.
Choosing your attorney can be a life-changing decision. Chip Forstall has over 28 years of experience, giving you the personal attention that you need. If you or a loved one has been injured, you need a lawyer to protect you, your family, and work to get compensation for your injuries. Contact the law office of Chip Forstall today, located at 320 North Carrollton Avenue, New Orleans, or call us at 483-3400. That's 483-3400. Or log on to www.chipforstall.com today. You need caring, aggressive, and effective representation. You need personal attention. You need Chip Forstall.
Chip Forstall. Chip Forstall. He knows the law. Chip Forstall.
This is Jed Darensberg with DA Exterminating Company. Here's our jingle. Hope it bugs you.
DA Exterminating. The real DA is on the way. Say your home's got fleas or home's got bugs. Crawling in your walls or on your rugs. Say no to bugs. Tell your DA. Pick up the phone. We're on the way. DA Exterminating.
We offer complete pest and termite control featuring the Centricon system. DA Exterminating Company. 800-650-PEST.
DA.
Are you suffering from neck and back pain due to a recent auto accident? Did you go to the ER only to have them tell you that nothing is wrong? Dr. Stephen Tremuta with Doctors Rehab Services is here to help. Chiropractic care is considered one of the best remedies for whiplash and soft tissue injuries. With 3 metro area locations in Kenner, Mid-City, and the West Bank, Dr. Tremuta makes it easy to start your road to recovery. For more info or a free consultation, call Dr. Tremuta at 504-465-5353.
The wait is over. Morning Call is back. Come visit us at our beautiful new location at the corner of Canal Boulevard and City Park Avenue. Enjoy our spacious outdoor patio, or come on in and savor the unique ambiance. Delight your taste buds with our hand-rolled sourdough beignets, our delicious French drip dark roast coffee and chicory, or sample one of our other local offerings. For over 151 years, Morning Call has been patronized by tourists and notables the world over.
All right, we're here live at Arno's at Bucktown. I call it historic Bucktown. We had UJ, one of the owners of It's not Bucktown, it's historic Bucktown, right? Or
Bucktown's been around for a very, very long time.
It was an old fishing village, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Correct.
And how long you guys been here?
We've been in business for 40 years now, 1980.
1980, wow.
3 separate buildings.
That's right. You moved, but this is probably the best location, right?
Yes.
Because you face the mighty Lake Pontchartrain.
Correct.
Yeah, and Old Hammond Highway.
Yes.
We got to keep those cops that patrol off the, because people are trying to travel and get to, you know, the restaurant.
Believe it or not, I came to the restaurant on Old Hammond Highway, and he was radaring, and I was going one way, and I was doing the speed limit, because when you make that turn over at the end,
yeah,
you can't go fast. And then I saw him, so I didn't. But I went to the hardware store, and on my way back, I forgot he was there, and he got me for 42 and a 30.
Yeah, and it's not an NOP, it's not a JP, it's a
levy.
Yeah, and the guy he gets excited about this.
Yeah, yeah.
There's certain people that do, they love that stuff. Mm-hmm. But anyway, I know you were telling one of the customers, I heard you talk about the roast beef po' boy, which is one of your signature dishes, right?
Yes, correct.
But the pizza's really good, too. I've had that. I like the chicken parmesan. Then you talk about the soft-shell crab po' boy, right, and a cup of gumbo. I'm not a big rice guy. I like low rice on my seafood gumbo. I mean, I grew up going to, you know, when I was a kid, they take us to, you know, a College Inn place. And I thought the only thing really liked there was a gumbo. But
I've been to the College Inn when we used to have play baseball in Lakeview.
But I don't. But I. But they don't even. But to me, that was the thing.
Yes.
Gumbo, and gumbo has not been. But what you guys need to do is there's a gumbo cook-off every year at the Royal Sonesta, which they, I don't think they didn't do this past year because of the pandemic. But you can enter your gumbo in.
Man, I'm not sure if I can make just 1 gallon. After I'm making 70 gallons at a time.
I got a connection over there. I'm going to tell my girl, Michelle Donick, that we're going to have a new participant, new contestant over there.
As long as we can bring it already made, that's fine.
Yeah, well, they just heat it. When they bring it there, they just have a giant pot.
They just heat it up?
Heat up, that's all they do.
Oh, yeah, we'll
so
enter
we'll
it.
Look into that, right. So, mm-hmm. I know you love the Pelicans, right, and LSU.
Oh, yeah, I watched them kick L.A.'s butt the other night. It was awesome.
It was.
I really didn't care if
even though LeBron
won, right.
Anthony Davis
and
won.
Anthony Davis, yeah.
But we were talking about, let's say the Pelicans get, because they have this new deal now where if you're 9 or 10, you can get play into the playoffs against the 7 and 8 seeds. The Pelicans could be 9 or 10. The Lakers could drop because LeBron and Davis are out so long. They could drop all the way to 7 or 8. And the Pelicans might have to play the Lakers to get in the playoffs, which would be fun.
Yeah.
But I'd be pulling for them for sure. I would love to
100%.
See the Pelicans. Yeah. So.
Yes.
And LSU and UNO and Tulane, all the colleges. I know you get a lot of those people coming in here as well, right?
Oh, yes, indeed.
All right.
They're wearing all the shirts and hats and stuff, yes.
Yeah, right. So, all right, do you want to mention anything else about it? I mentioned some of the dishes. Well,
you didn't mention the Italian salad. And I have a little story on that. I'm not sure if I should put this live on the air, but this is true. This
Why
is what
not?
Happened.
If it's true, it's a good story. Right?
We used to have Italian WAP salad. And we was not disrespecting anybody. It's just it was slang back then.
Right, yeah.
And when we moved from the second location in between the two locations, and people started calling us and say, if you do not remove WAP salad off the menu, we are not coming into your restaurant, your establishment, to eat anymore. So now it's called the Italian salad.
What if you call it the Italian W salad? Well, you know, we live in a different world, right, with
yes.
the political correctness and all that stuff, which is, I don't know, that's for another show. But anyway, so tell us more about the salad.
The salad is all handmade, each salad's individually made. We have a quarter teaspoon that we put our salt, pepper, seasonal, granulated garlic, and, of course, you can't forget the Italian cheese that accents the salad, you know. And oil and vinegar we put in there, and then it's mixed. It's hand-tossed. It's a hand-tossed salad.
Is there anything beyond just, like, the greens in there? Do you have other, besides cheese, you said?
That's it. Tomatoes. You can also order it with the olive salad that we prepare for the muffaladas, which is a big hit. We sell buckets and buckets, 5-gallon buckets of this stuff.
Yeah.
You know, so.
And are you guys doing, like, crawfish, too, because we're seasonal
in
now?
In Lent, we usually do crawfish all the way until about somewhere in June when they start getting hard.
Yeah.
You know, I guess the sun bakes them.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, the shells start
getting
hard. Some
people think it's a lot of work to eat crawfish.
I'll tell you what, right now, I'm going to show you these crawfish we have. They are absolutely phenomenal, the size and the meat is real
tender. I think the bigger the crawfish, the better.
But you can actually squeeze the head. They're not too hard not to squeeze the head to get the juice out.
Yeah, yeah. Because a lot of people say it's a lot of work for not a lot of the payout is not as worth the work. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I tell you, I can show you a shortcut. So if anybody's listening that wants to learn how to eat a crawfish, come over to R&O's restaurant, ask for UJ, and I will show you how to eat a crawfish Bucktown style.
Okay, and then the roast beef too. You prepare that as well. Do you have any?
Yes.
You can't talk about the secrets, I guess, about that.
Well, the secret gets put into a brown paper bag that we used to get from Schwagman's. And I don't know if they still have brown paper bags around. I'm always seeing
it's
plastic.
It's always plastic. Yeah, yeah, plastic. Yeah.
We take the roast, the inside rounds. We boil them. We take them out the pot after to medium rare. And then we'll put them in a refrigerator after they cool down. Then I take that whole roast, and I'll cut that into steaks and then trim all grizzle and all fat off. Well, not all the fat, because you need some for the flavor, you know?
For the taste, right.
And then we trim that, and we pass that through a slicer twice and get a debris. And then I put that into a special brown gravy that my dad taught me how to cook, which his name was Roland Molaire. And we put that together in a steam kettle and cook all of that down. And then it comes out and it goes into the steam table.
Okay.
Yes.
You ever thought about putting ham in there?
We put ham on top of it. We call it the R&O special.
Okay. Because, that other place is another name for it. But, yeah, that is a great roast beef and ham with debris.
It's
French bread. So.
It's actually to die for. Right?
Yeah, it's great. I haven't tried the rib, but I should have told him I want ham with it, too. Uh-huh. I love ham. But, hey, man, you passed the test. We're done, man.
And we do. We still on?
We got 30 seconds, so we gotta rub it up.
We also do a shrimp fettuccine and a special crawfish fettuccine and crawfish pizza.
Okay, great. Thanks for being on with me, UJ. We'll wrap it up. And no Pelicans trade, unfortunately. We thought we're gonna break a big story live on the radio. It didn't happen, but they can make the trade report after the deadline. So, but anyway, we'll be back next Thursday here at historic Bucktown at R&O's Restaurant, Old Hammond Highway. I want to thank Henry back in the studio, all our great guests. Thank you, UJ.
Thanks
and,
for having
we'll
me.
Be back next Thursday, same place, same time.
Right.
At Fidelity Bank, some of our clients say "here for good" in Spanish.
Estamos aquí para quedarnos.
Some say it in French.
Ici pour de bon.
Vietnamese.
Arai mai mai.
And even Italian.
Qui per sempre.
Because here for good means we're local and committed to our uniquely diverse South Louisiana community. Come see what a difference a local bank can make since 1908.
Here for good.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, I'm Mitch Gibbs, and I want to tell you about a great service
Accardo and Lambert Plumbing, 8303 Willow Street in the heart of Uptown New Orleans, 504-866-7162. They've been in the business for over 30 years. They're fully licensed. They'll provide all your gas and plumbing needs. In most cases, same-day service. In addition, they're accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Accardo and Lambert Plumbing, 866-7162. I consider myself a customer.
The following is a paid endorsement.
He's a man of integrity. Want to be attorney.
Choosing your attorney can be a life-changing decision. Chip Forstall has over 28 years of experience giving you the personal attention that you need. If you or a loved one has been injured, you need a lawyer to protect you, your family, and work to get compensation for your injuries. Contact the law office of Chip Forstall today, located at 320 North Carrollton Avenue, New Orleans, or call us at 483-3400. That's 483-3400. Or log on to www.chipforstall.com today. You need caring, aggressive, and effective representation. You need personal attention. You need Chip Forstall.
Chip Forstall. He knows the law. Chip Forstall.
Hey folks, this is Jeff Cruer. Join me at 7 a.m. till 11 right here on WGSO 990 a.m. or Ringside Politics with a Punch. We're going to be bringing you great guests. We'll discuss the latest hot topics and, of course, taking your phone calls.
On Friday, we'll wrap up the week with congressional candidate Tom Norton, Ringside All-Star Chris Holton. We'll also talk to author Dennis Finney and discuss the hot topics of the day with blogger extraordinaire Donna Carol Voss.
All of that and more right here on Ringside from 7 to 11 on WGSO.
Brian Diaz here, host of the NOLA Drink Show. Join us every Friday from 7 to 8 p.m. right here on WGSO, 990 a.m., New Orleans, Louisiana.